South Sudan diplomat Charles Dickens Imene Oliha arrived in Juba earlier today. Minister Deng says his office decided to immediately recall Oliha from the United States, where he worked as a career diplomat at the country's permanent mission to the United Nations. He said Sunday's rape allegation is being investigated by a specialized committee.
It is with regret that our diplomat was involved in an alleged rape incident with one of New York City residents. The leadership of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation took the decision to immediately recall the diplomat in question, pending a full investigation from the specialized committee. The diplomat in question is now back in South Sudan and has been suspended from his duties, awaiting the outcome of this investigation.
Deng reiterated that the government of South Sudan, through the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, condemns any type of sexual misconduct, calling the act heinous and wholly unacceptable.
As a government, we have worked tirelessly since our inception to ensure that the rights of women and girls are protected. The Ministry of Public Service has worked with civil servants across the country to carry out sensitivity trainings. Beyond ratifying regional and international instruments for the protection of women and girls, we have also worked to receive directions from our gender and youth cluster to practically implement these instruments across the country. Because it is in our belief that living a life devoid of gender-based violence, and indeed the threat of it, is a right for all.
Minister Deng says the mandate of South Sudan Foreign is two-folded: protecting the interests of South Sudanese citizens abroad and promoting strong bilateral relations with the host countries.
It is regretful that in this alleged instance, the latter has been jeopardized. We are committed to working closely with relevant U.S. authorities to take the appropriate action following the outcome of all investigations. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs, and indeed the extended government of the Republic of South Sudan, stands with victims of sexual assault everywhere and is committed to continuing to safeguard all those at risk of sexual violence.
New York police took the 46-year-old diplomat in for questioning on Sunday, but he was released after claiming diplomatic immunity. A 24-year-old woman told police she was walking her dog around noon when the South Sudanese diplomat followed her inside the shared apartment building in Manhattan, and Holia forced his way into her apartment. The woman says he raped her twice. UN spokesman Stephan Dujarric said on Tuesday the UN is aware of the incident and that, quote, any alleged rape or sexual assault needs to be fully investigated. Rebecca Hamilton, an associate law professor at American University, Washington College of Law, told VOA that the U.S. State Department can waive Oliha's diplomatic immunity. She also said,
immunity means that this person can't be arrested while he is in his current position. But it is not a lifetime immunity. And so at some point, he will no longer be in this position, loses that diplomatic immunity, and a prosecution can proceed.
Hamilton says although most diplomats respect the laws of the country in which they are living, the number of cases of people claiming diplomatic immunity in recent decades has risen in New York, the headquarters of the United Nations. You have got to balance against problems that come with granting immunity to the huge benefit of having government operations, of having this immunity, said Hamilton. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaiding in Bor.